Hey guys, we have a productive week full of planetary transits. We have oodles of stuff going on. We've got a lot of stuff going on with Mars, tons of stuff going with Mercury. Mercury has been super active. So we're going to just continue to keep getting alignments from Mercury, which is going to cause our week to be communicative, thought-provoking, motivational, with a little bit of conflict at the end of the week as Mercury will square Pluto. Just as Mercury is squaring Pluto, it will be leaving Aries and going into Taurus. So it is going to put us in a more serene tone mentally than what we've had with Mercury and Aries, which is like mental Olympic. And even looking at the vibes on the graph, it is a particularly edgy week. And this is why I say motivational. The thing with the edgy transits, because we do have some edgy stuff this week, it does get us motivated. It does get us moving. It does get us being productive. It gives us the urge to take action on situations that need to be resolved. So in a lot of ways, it is positive in some ways, although it is uncomfortable. We can see that drive and ambition energy popping up on the graph, especially in the beginning of the week, even though it's mixed in with some weird energies. It's mixed in with solitude energy while intersecting imagination and confusion. A lot of the times when that happens, we have some Neptune stuff coming on, so there could be mental fog. There can be moments where you're feeling unclear, and some of that feeling unclear may motivate you to actually take a step back and leave everybody else alone, or just take space for yourself during the beginning of the week. And with that, it's weird because, again, there's a little bit of activity in terms of social energy mixed in with it. So Monday, I'm going to say, is going to feel like it's very contradictory, especially with a little bit of the romantic energy that's popping up and some of the psychic energy that's popping up. So you might feel extra sensory that day while flirty at the same time. As we get from the 6th all the way up until the 9th, there is a ton of good luck energy. There's a lot of mental energy. There's more psychic energy. There's also some emotional sensitivity. It's not as high on the graph as some of the other stuff, like the mental energy. Again, we're dealing with a lot of Mercury this week, so we are really going to be in our heads. And we may have moments where we're introspective. We may have moments where our brains are really firing. And having this mixed in with psychic energy, your intuition may be really sharp through this week here. There's also that good luck energy, which is great too, because we have a lot of Jupiter stuff going on this week too. Jupiter's going to be making connections with Saturn, Mars, and Mercury. So this brings in some extra luck, even with some of the harder stuff that is coming from these other planets to Jupiter. And with this week, we have so much psychic and romantic energy with Venus going into Pisces. I forgot to mention that earlier. Venus will be going into Pisces, where it really enjoys being. So this is also going to further rev up the psychic energy, but also the romance. And for the rest of the week, we have some social vibes. And for the most part, pretty decent weekend. Only one alignment that may cause some trouble towards the weekend. But other than that, it should be fun. So let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
On the 4th, Mars is making a conjunction with Saturn. Mars and Saturn have not conjuncted with one another since March 31st of 2020. So it's been 2 years. And last time they connected in this way, they met under 0 degrees of Aquarius. And so with that new cycle in 2020, we absolutely were at a starting point where we were taking action to upgrade old system and structures that are no longer working for us. And now we're coming to an ending point with that, and the cycle is complete, and we are starting a new cycle, which could feel like it's putting in the finishing touches with what still needs an upgrade societally, because a lot of this is more of a societal thing. It can be applied on a personal level, but we've definitely seen a huge shift at that time, the last time these guys conjuncted, especially having these planets conjunct at a critical degree like that. And again, all the stuff that we were seeing going on in the world, along with other planetary alignments that we had going on that were definitely gnarly, this definitely was a sign of the times and basically what needed to be changed and what needed to be shifted. On a more personal level, this conjunction is going to make us feel motivated. This conjunction is going to energize us. It's going to give us the stamina to finish hard work that we never completed or something we've been meaning to start and we just haven't had the motivation to do it or the focus to do it. But this alignment is amazing for getting our lives in order and just a starting point for, you know, laying down the groundwork to get things in order in your life. And there's a lot happening at this conjunction with Mars and Saturn, both in a semi-sextile to Jupiter, but they're also both squared the nodes and they are at the nodal bending right now. So at this conjunction, we definitely have some interesting karmic stuff going on with a bit of recklessness mixed in. With the Jupiter stuff, even though Mars and Saturn coming together like this is a very motivational energy, it's a very focused energy, there could be some moments where we veer off course a bit with Jupiter. Jupiter coming together with Mars and Saturn could kind of make us a little bit reckless. It could make us a bit careless about a few things. We're going to need to look at where we need to be realistic about our expectations of things and not overshoot our mark, because we might feel eager to get something done, but we're not quite ready. So we might end up overpromising and under-delivering. We also need to look at what needs to be taken seriously in our lives in order to get to our goals as well. And we have to be aware of childish behavior and egoic behavior that comes with this, especially with Jupiter making the connection with Mars. Mars and Jupiter, when they get together, it can get a bit crazy. It could be a lot of fun in a harmonious aspect. It could be a lot of fun in a hard aspect too. However, we do get carried away and there tends to be a bit of arrogance that occurs when this happens. So we just need to be mindful of our behavior. And this is why in the beginning of the week, we had all that weird mixed energy on the graph. I mean, you're having like all this motivation, but solitude and social energy and things like that. And it's a mixture of things. And then on top of that, Mars and Saturn are at the nodal bendings, which means they are squaring the nodes, which is forming a T-square. And having both these edgy planets at the apex point of this T-square is definitely going to make for a bit of an edgy day where you might want some space to yourself. You may need some space to yourself. Venus already passed this point, which showed us what we need to look at when it comes to love, money, our self-worth, and what we truly value in our lives. But with Mars and Saturn here, we're going to definitely have to take action for critical matters. We have to, one, take responsibility for being reckless in certain situations, also taking our finances seriously along with other people's finances. In other words, with Scorpio being at the south node, we're having to look at other people's money being banks, loans, spousal situations, people that you share joint resources with. We're having to look at those areas too, and if something needs to be adjusted and fixed, we're having to work on that. We're having to find a place to get solid. We're having to take action in the areas where we might have been extreme in those areas, even with relationships as well, committed relationships. We're having to take those things seriously with this. So this is about taking an approach that's more mellow, solid, and consistent that yields some sort of results. So the first couple of days of the week are definitely going to feel edgy, and it is going to be about being productive as much as you possibly can and taking care of things that need to get taken care of. So let's try to focus our energies on the best ways to do that. At least on the 5th, Venus is going into Pisces, and Venus enjoys being in Pisces. Venus is exalted in Pisces. Venus works well in Pisces. Venus does her thing in Pisces. As a matter of fact, Neptune, the ruler, the modern ruler of Pisces, is the higher frequency of Venus, is the higher octave of Venus. So these two play well together. And what this is going to do is it's going to shift the tone from how we look at relationships and finances and put it in more of a storybook tone. Venus in Pisces is all about that storybook romance, that fairy tale, spiritual love, ethereal experiences. And it's going to shift the tone from what we had in Aquarius, which was lovely, by the way, to something that's just more romantic. I'm not saying romance didn't happen while Venus was in Aquarius, but Venus in Aquarius is more hang back. It is more friends oriented. It's more of a think before you date someone sort of energy. And with Venus in Pisces, all of that kind of goes out the window and you kind of allow yourself to get swept away in relationships. Sometimes that could be a good thing. Sometimes that could be a shadow side thing. I honestly feel that can be sometimes a neutral expression of this energy. But because of this, we may feel more open to getting into something with someone, to getting into relationships, to being more flirty with someone. Even if you already are in a relationship, let's say you had a wall up during Venus and Aquarius, or you just were not as focused on the romance part. This could be a moment where you're finally allowing yourself to just be free in that relationship and just allow yourself to lead with your romantic foot. With Venus in Pisces, we're able to drop the front that a lot of us carry when it comes to romance. And I say the front that a lot of us carry is a lot of us, you know, we pretend that we don't want relationships. We pretend that we're not secretly romantic or that we're really into someone. And we put up this facade. And in this energy, it's really hard to put up that facade because you become so starry-eyed. You actually surrender in some way when it comes down to relationships. You let those guards down and you allow that vulnerability to push through. So in a lot of ways, if you've had a wall up for whatever reason, this could be a time where you're realizing, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I really like this person. I don't want to front anymore. I want to come forward. So that could be an experience that you're experiencing during this time. On top of that, this Venus is going to be making a connection with Neptune and Jupiter. So that's going to further expand those types of things. When Jupiter and Neptune conjunct, Venus will be there as well. Mars will also be there, but it'll be lingering in the background, probably about a good 15 degrees. I'm not saying that it won't count to some degree, but it might actually activate the things that are going on love life wise, because Mars is an activator. So hopefully that does help people in that sort of way in terms of opening up. We really start connecting with our creativity in this energy as well. If you're a creative type and you feel as though you've been a little bit blocked, you've had some artist block, this may be the thing that amplifies you. With all the Piscean energy we've had for a while, I don't know how our creative juices aren't flowing, but you know, sometimes it does happen. Sometimes as creative types, we all get a little bit of a block, but with all this big Pisces energy we're about to have again, this should really open up the door for just being able to create. And whether that's music, poetry, it is sketching, it is photography, it is graphic design, you'll be able to lose yourself in your craft and just create something magical. This is also going to be an amazing time for just going to live music or any type of concert that your heart desires. This could be an active time for you where you're just feeling like going out and either enjoying your local scene and enjoying some live music there, or just going to a concert at one of those big stadiums. Also, this is perfect paint and sip energy. With all this big Pisces energy and now Venus going into Pisces, this is perfect. Let's do some artsy with our friends. Let's do a paint and sip. I wonder if they even do pottery and sips. Maybe that may not work out very well. But either way, doing something creative, the urge to do something more creative is going to definitely be there in terms of just letting loose in that sort of way. When it comes down to our finances, this energy is a little bit light. It's not super action oriented. It's not to say that something good can't happen here financially within this energy. I would say that this energy is more so drawing stuff to you, manifesting things to you. Piscean energy is about drawing things to you. So this could be a time where, you know, you're feeling like you're manifesting things to yourself, or you're feeling like you can focus enough or get yourself into a meditative state so that way you are able to manifest things to yourself. Now, of course, there's always a lower vibration, as there is anytime a sign goes into a new planet. And the thing with this one is, it is the losing yourself part. The losing yourself part can be great when you really need to just lose yourself and let your hair down. However, it is a slippery slope. You want to be careful and you want to be aware of that. When it comes down to opening up to people and being too vulnerable, you really want to make sure you are using your discretion. You want to make sure you are being open to the right types of people. You want to make sure that you're having boundaries with certain people, especially boundaries within love and money, because that can be an issue with this. Sometimes we end up seeing dishonesty get exposed in relationships during this time. Being exposed is not a bad thing. However, it is an uncomfortable thing. So it could be something that you're dealing with where, you know, your eyes could be opening up to the truth of a situation, or where you've been in a fantasy land about someone. So your eyes could get open to the truth during this time. We have to be aware of losing our identity in relationships, because again, this goes back to surrendering and merging with other people and melding with other people within this energy. So that's something that you definitely want to be aware of. And also, anytime we have Piscean energy, we talk about overindulgence. Be aware of just stimulants. Be aware of overindulging in food and drinking and other stimulus. It doesn't always have to be those things. Sometimes, I've mentioned before, during Piscean time, sometimes it could be losing yourself in Netflix, video games, watching streams on Twitch. They can be very addicting, and all of a sudden the whole day has passed you by and you haven't done anything. So you just want to just be aware that you're not escaping and overindulging in that sort of way. Other than that, Venus in Pisces is a lovely energy. Let's soak this ethereal energy up. The 6th through the 7th are days where things can feel a bit edgy. Even though we do have one sweet spot that's coming up, it might feel like a bit of a drag for the next few days. Mars and Saturn are going to be in a semi-sextile to Neptune, which can cause us to feel drained while also needing to set some boundaries, because the problem with this energy is we need to recharge our batteries. We need a day to just relax. And with the energy that's going on currently, it's a little hard to relax. You kind of just want to get up and go and do things and have fun. But this is going to be one of those things where you could feel drained. You could feel tired. You know, on a spiritual and mental level, you just could feel exhausted. Just depleted. And what tends to happen with alignments like this, especially with Mars and Saturn being together and Saturn being involved, we need to set some limits and we definitely need to set some boundaries, especially with people who are draining. You know, it's fine to listen to, you know, other people's problems from here and there and to help friends and family when they need your help. But sometimes it gets to a point where it becomes so exhausting and you're their number one source for just emotionally dumping and just not asking how you're doing, not seeing if you're okay. And they're just automatically just telling you everything and draining you out. And so you want to just make sure that you're setting boundaries, because this type of thing tends to get amplified in this type of energy. So do the best you can when this hits. And, you know, it's okay to say no to people, especially if you're feeling tired and you're tired and you need to fill your cup back up once again, rather than always filling up other people's. And on top of that, Mercury is going to be in a semi-sextile to Jupiter and Neptune. And what's going to happen here with this one is about the same stuff that I was mentioning before, with people being very draining. And you want to make sure that you're setting some good boundaries with this, because one, we're extra sensitive to energies under this alignment. We just feel it more than we normally do. And so communication with others can be draining. And you can also be susceptible to people who have an agenda, people who are scam artists and things like that. So it's something you definitely want to be aware of in this energy. We also deal with people who are braggy. So other than emotional dumping that sometimes happens, sometimes you can get someone who's just talking so much about themselves and are so braggy, that's draining as well. Because there's also that occurs under some of these alignments. And with Mercury in the semi-sextile of Jupiter, we definitely can be dealing with situations where people are just being overly egoic and also over embellishing. And that can also be a draining communication day too, because, you know, when you're dealing with braggers or you're dealing with liars, that's exhausting as well. So do the best you can when these energies hit. Luckily, on the 7th and throughout the 8th, Mercury will be in a sextile with Mars and Saturn. So hopefully this mitigates the energy and it makes things smoother, because with this, we're going to feel motivated and we're going to have this plan for our long game. So oddly, these energies contradict, and a lot of times we have transits like that. So I'm hoping that you guys are feeling more of this than anything else, because what this is going to do is it's going to give you the inspiration that you need to start some sort of long-term project. This gives you the strength to make the right types of choices in your life. It helps you communicate well and effectively. So if there's something where you're needing to speak up or you're needing to communicate with higher ups at your job, this is going to be very helpful with that. And it's also just really good for being strategic, and strategic in a healthy way. Even with those other alignments, this is going to be a heavy communication day. And some of the communication that comes from this, some of it is amazing. The other alignments, like I said before, there are going to be little things that are going to pop out that definitely need to be addressed. But hopefully this is going to mitigate that, and you're having the best conversations, lively conversations, conversations of substance with the people who matter. It brings out that type of energy. So let's really, really soak this one up. On the 10th, Mercury is going to make a square with Pluto. So this is another one of those complicated communication situations. This can be a situation where you're feeling more overwhelmed than normal because you're having communication with people who are controlling. You're having situations where there could be some power struggles. This could also bring up some suspicious feelings when it comes down to people that are around you, people that you might be in relationships with, because this can bring that up in a romantic relationship. Also, you know, anyone else that you're interacting with. When this alignment is not channeled correctly, it can result in some serious arguments and petty disputes. So definitely be aware of that. And, you know, it has us focusing on the wrong things. It may have us focusing more negatively than positively. So with this energy hitting the way it is, it's going to be a good mental day. So do the best you can when these energies hit. Luckily, that same day, Mercury is going into mellow Taurus. So with Mercury going into Taurus, this is going to change the tone in how we communicate, think, hear, and process data. And it's going to put it in a more chill tone. We're starting to head for Taurus energy, which is going to put some ease in the air. This is going to definitely take some of the sting out the air that we've been experiencing with our communication. And, you know, once Once Mercury is off that square to Pluto, it is going to really bring this through in an easy, beautiful way. With this Mercury, we're going to have the urge to take our time. We're going to be more patient than we normally are. With Mercury being in Aries, it definitely is low on patience. This Mercury is not. This Mercury is all about just, you know what, if you need to take your time, take your time. If something doesn't come fast, no worries. So our tolerance levels go up again. They become very high when it comes down to waiting for things. Communication-wise, this could be kind of a low-key Mercury. It's not to say that our communication is going to fall off completely because of this, but it could be one of those things where the communication is just easy. It's not hectic. You're also not doing the mental Olympics like we were doing with Mercury and Aries. And when we're having our conversations, they're meaningful conversations. So it really does help with that. Also, when it comes down to learning things, you may not feel as quick-witted, but it's one of those energies where, you know what, but it is an energy of, you may not be absorbing something super fast. However, once you do, you retain it very easily. One of the lovely things about Mercury in Taurus is it's all about retaining the information that you're reading or the videos that you're watching or the courses that you're taking. You're able to retain it. We will be slow on making big decisions, meaning basically we're going to take our time. We're not going to rush into things. And again, this is the great thing about this Mercury is we're decisive, but we're slowly decisive, meaning basically you can't be pushed into a decision very easily, which is important because you don't want to be pushed into a decision. Something may not be right for you and you just don't want to do anything impulsive or feel the pressure from others to make a quick decision. And one of the lovely things about Taurus energy is it just doesn't feel pressured to make decisions to make other people comfortable. Taurus energy is about making itself comfortable, and that's important because you have to. So this is going to be great for just not being pressed or easily swayed or easily pushed into a decision. This ingress is going to give us major AMSR vibes. With Taurus, it's all about connecting with your senses. And so we're going to feel connected with our senses on a mental level. So sensations or sounds may actually feel more soothing than normal under this energy. And whether that's if you watch those types of videos, the AMSR videos, or if you listen to a lot of music, this is going to be a time where you're really feeling your senses and really feeling the vibes of it all. And of course, yes, there is a lower vibration to this. This can be an energy where, you know, you don't get easily pushed into a decision. However, it can result in being stubborn. You definitely want to be aware of that. You want to make sure you're not getting too stagnant and you're not going so slow that nothing gets done in this energy, because sometimes that happens. And there is a tendency to think that our way is the best way. There's a tendency to think that we know better than other people. There's a tendency to be kind of a know-it-all in certain ways. So you just want to be aware of that within this energy. Other than that, this is a great Mercury to have. Let's take this time to mellow ourselves out, know when to say no to people, and take advantage of our senses during this Mercury time. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, guys.